Bangladesh Youth Association. Today, Thursday, the 15th of October, 佛教青年協會電台, 佛法在世間節目, 第6984輯, 現在開始廣播。 各位听众朋友，阿弥陀佛，欢迎收听《佛法在世间》节目。《佛法在世间》节目每个星期是有五日播音的，由星期一去到星期五，每日下午1:35到2:05，在FM104.6波段播音。星期一和星期二就是国语播音，星期三、星期四广东话播音。 星期五是英文的佛学讲座。今日节目呢，前半段呢，是为大家播出劇化故事，后半段呢，就为大家播出呢个临终关怀真人真事。好，我哋先嚟收听呢个劇化故事先。
人间有情之灾劫由来，由纽西兰佛教青年协会制作。
王兄，今日你相约小弟到嚟， 咁问有何要事呢？
李兄，今日专程约你出嚟，就系鉴于最近发生嘅种种天灾人祸，真系骇人听闻。唔知李兄有冇同感呢？
系王兄，呢个当然有啦。净系听到普阳嗰度有十几个人俾啲盗贼劫杀，头同埋手都俾贼人斩咗去，散遍满地。唔单止睇嘅人觉得惨不忍睹，就算听到嘅，
都会令人觉得不寒而栗啦。仲有啊，襄阳有遭逢连绵嘅天雨，昼夜不停，引致河水泛滥，冲崩堤坝，数千嘅房舍一夜之间全部浸过，成千上万嘅人无家可归。更加凄惨嘅就系，有啲人连性命都不保啊！听讲浸死同埋失踪嘅总数有成千人啊！唉。
天灾人祸，连绵相继不绝。究竟天下间嘅生灵犯咗啲乜嘢罪，要遭受到呢啲咁嘅横来灾祸呢？
李兄，听讲小洞天嗰度有位高僧，佢嘅修行相当高深嘅。唔知李兄有冇兴趣，大家一齐去拜访下佢，请求佢开示一下呢？
王兄，你讲得好啱。 其实苍生如此多灾多难，我何尝唔系感慨万千呢？而家知道有一位咁嘅高僧，小弟梗系乐于前往拜访，好等佢可以指点下我哋嘅迷津啦。
咁好啦，咁我哋准备一下，过两日就可以起程噶啦。
阿弥陀佛，法师，我哋两个人不远千里专程而嚟拜访你，咁请教法师一个问题嘅。
阿弥陀佛，贫僧久居山林，未知道师子你有咩疑难呢？
法师，近来襄阳洪水为患，死伤无数，更加有唔少人流离失所，最惨就系啲瘟疫喺灾区蔓延。 恳请阿法师指点一下解救嘅良方。
仲有濮阳嘅地区经常有盗贼行劫，
近日仲有十几个人被贼人斩至身首异处添。
阿弥陀佛，
两位施主为苍生的灾难而来，菩萨心肠真是难得，虽知一切天灾都是大家在今世或者过去世做了恶业，因缘聚次一齐感应所得的果报来。
咁根据法师咁讲，岂不是各人都是应得此报而无法解救？
师子，业缘果报确有此事，但非绝对，只要大家明白同埋相信，一切灾祸都是由于大众过去所做的恶业所招感的果报。我们各人自己应该深深忏悔，过去因为无知而作种种恶因，并且要立誓永不再做，由此更发心向善，以后戒杀放生。大众齐心，诸恶莫作，众善奉行，常常称念观世音菩萨，咁就可以了。
唉，法师，同啲人讲因果好难令佢哋相信嘅，有时甚至俾佢哋讥笑添。譬如佢哋成日都话杀人放火金腰带，修桥整路无尸骸啦。
世人通常都系比较短见，即系睇到目前短短几十年嘅光景，而唔信因果。虽然因系累世积集嘅种子，意愿而有发芽结果，由于世人会不会不信真果，胡作非为，尤其是所做的杀业将来一定会招感刀兵之灾。希望两位施主由自己做起，今日开始戒杀，一家能够戒杀就有一家的免遭灾祸，一村能够戒杀就一村免遭灾祸，由此类推至一县、一省、一国，甚至天下万民都戒杀，由此就可以免受劫数。阿弥陀佛。
多谢法师慈悲的开示，咁我哋就此告辞啦。
阿弥陀佛，师子万行。
李兄，戒杀真的可以避过灾劫？
王兄，当然是真的啦。刚才法师所讲的一啲都没错，戒杀放生真的可以起死回生。我还听过一件真人真事添啊。
哦，可否请李兄讲来听下呢？
好啊，王兄，咁等我哋一路，我就一路讲啦。话说钱塘县有一位太守叫做陶琴乌，在他未做官之前曾经身染重病，因为误信那些庸医搞到病入膏肓，而且性命垂危，朝夕不保。在这个时候他突然间发心起了一个重誓，那他说，
我陶某人在这里立誓，我要以利人济世，救人救世，为自己的业障忏悔，以后不再作恶，其他一切任何事物都不会计较，更加不会执着耿耿于怀，希望上天鉴佑。
如是者过了几日，屠晒兽的病情仍然未见有任何起色，直至有一晚他忽然间在梦中见到观世音菩萨，还跟他这样讲，
屠琴乌，你知不知道你的前身是楚国的一位高官，处事矫枉过正，伤及人口，虽然你没有半点私心，但是会减轻你的禄位，并且你时常杀生，所以有短寿的报应。现在你能够在病中之下重誓，一念求人，一切以利人济世为己志，亦都冇怨天尤人的心，总算是值得。虽然咁样，你仲要发愿不杀生，而且要随缘放生，
咁先至可以却病延寿。只要心念一转，厄运就可以转好。你要坚持善念，唔可以退心啊！
哦，咁后来淘汰兽又点啊？
淘汰兽喺梦醒咗之后，咁就合家戒杀，并且经常放生，而且佢嘅身体日渐康复。喺嗰年冬天，仲奉咗朝廷嘅任命做咗元州九江太守，受到特殊嘅恩遇。过咗一年，佢嘅身体仲完全康复咗添。
哦，咁会唔会系佢好运啊？
当然唔系运气啦，因为佢真系做到咗利人济世，因为佢教化他人戒杀放生，持续不懈，待人接物极其宽厚，公正严苛刻，于是就有咗呢啲转祸为福嘅遭遇。
啊，李兄嘅意思系，系咪认为如果我哋每个人都戒杀放生，集合群众嘅善业，一样可以免除灾殃呢？我哋嘅命运真系可以由一念之生而转变吗？
王兄，我哋听过法师嘅训示，加上淘汰兽嘅例子，已经系有力证明啦。
啊，其实我哋喺隋唐嘅时代，已经有唔少嘅祖师大德开作放生祠，普劝世人戒杀放生，由放生之中感发出嚟嘅慈悲心，既有慈悲心，就唔忍心食肉啦。如果我哋唔食肉，就唔会做杀业，将来就唔会受呢个灾劫啦。但系如果我哋放者自放，食者自食，所放就有限，所食嘅就会无穷尽。由此消除放生嘅人自己嘅灾劫就可以，但系要消除众人嘅灾劫就好困难啦。
好似法师嘅训示，如果一个人能够戒杀，就有一个人能够免灾劫；一家能戒杀，就有一家能免灾劫。由此推广到一村、一县、一省、一国，再进一步到天下嘅万民戒杀，咁我哋咪可以消除劫运，共享太平咯。
啊，唔经唔觉我哋又行咗好耐啦噃，而家天色已经入黑啦。咦，前面有间客栈喎，不如我哋喺呢度度宿一晚，等听日天光再起程翻屋企。李兄，你认为点样呢？
哈哈，王兄，在下正有呢个意思，我哋不妨入去里面叫佢哋准备啲斋菜，因为而家在下都有啲肚饿啦。
哈，好啊，咁我哋一齐入去啦。
两位客官，请问刚才的斋菜啱唔啱你哋嘅口味啊？
啱啱啊！刚才嗰几款嘅斋菜好精美啊！真系估唔到你间咁细嘅客店，一时间都可以准备到咁好同埋咁多款嘅斋菜嚟款待我哋啲客人。
哦，呢啲因为我本人咧平时都系持斋素食嘅，时时都有准备啲素菜嘅材料。加上这个镇上面的人都是很朴实的农户，逢亲初一十五啊，就有很多人在这里吃斋的啦，所以这些斋菜的款式就比其他的客店多一点咯。
哦，原来是这样，这个镇上的民风这么淳朴，真是难得难得。
是啊，你看下，眼见而今各地刀兵不绝，盗贼横行，我哋呢个镇总算系托赖啦，生活好和平噶。而家道德沦亡，人心狡诈，天灾横祸连绵不绝。唉，唔知呢啲系咪天命呢？
啊，呢啲绝对唔系天命，呢啲只能够用佛家三世因果嚟解释，先至有一个圆满嘅答案。即是由于宿业所感召而产生的。
两位，或者等我补充一下， 如果为恶，就好似种咗一粒恶嘅种子，遇到咗因缘成熟，种子发芽招感到果报，系自作自受，唔系天命嚟噶。
哦，咁照咁讲嚟，各人食饭各人饱，各人做业各人收，自作还自受，一切都是很公平的。
故事大家听完了，跟住落嚟嘅时间咧，就系同大家介绍咧，系香港阿显阳法师去探访嗰啲癌症嘅末期嘅病者，对佢哋讲嘅一啲说话，我哋睇住佢嘅著作嚟同大家系分享啊。
于缘足矣。阿荣佢好后生，只有三十几岁，但系就得到大肠癌嘅第四期，而且咧癌细胞已经扩散到身体嘅好多个部位，佢右边嘅肾已经失去咗功能，全身都好痛。佢咧唔能够仰卧，只能够坐喺度瞓。癌细胞又引致肠堵塞，令佢唔能够进食，感觉自己每一日都喺度等死，情绪非常之低落。阿荣嘅屋企人知道医院咧系设有院士部嘅，于是就打电话俾我哋，希望我哋能够帮忙开解下佢。连师傅第一次探望阿荣嘅时候，佢咧已经系瘦骨嶙峋，气若游丝。阿荣一早就已经知道自己情况系唔乐观噶啦，一直咧就盘算住死神会喺乜嘢时候嚟到。有一晚，隔离床嘅婆婆去世啦，佢咧惊到成晚都瞓唔到，佢就谂究竟自己死咗之后会系点嘅咧？会去边一度咧？佢个仔又点算咧？佢越谂就越彷徨，越觉得无助。阿荣对佛教一早就已经系有好感嘅，加上连师傅好用心咁样关顾佢，就更加令阿荣希望能够喺佛理上得到一啲嘅力量，度过最后嘅日子。有一次，连师傅喺关怀阿荣之后，感觉到佢无力面对自己，于是咧就问佢话：阿荣啊，我哋一齐诵经好唔好啊？阿荣佢岌下个头，连师傅咧就带领阿荣念心经。对于重病嘅人嚟到讲，心经呢系非常之适合嘅，因为佢够简短，含义呢就好深远。连师傅好细心咁样为阿荣解说，佢呢就话：诵经一方面能够祈求佛力加庇，但系喺专注经文嘅时候，也可以将念头转移，从而呢就减少痛苦，仲可以为自己打气加油。诵完经，阿荣就话：啊，心情觉得系平和咗同舒服咗，而佢嗰一晚呢系瞓得好好。阿荣佢好锡佢个仔嘅，同丈夫亦都好恩爱。佢两口子携手经营小生意，喺有病之前，生活都觉得挺好的，但是病了之后 心里面最放不低的就是个仔和丈夫了。在生病的期间，阿荣一直很记挂在英国读书的仔，而连师傅呢就鼓励他为了个仔而去振作，要努力一点。讲起个仔，阿荣他就忍不住向连师傅倾诉心事。他说，我就已经是时日无多了，其实呢好想为个仔创造不死的奇迹，但是啊，我知道有些事不是人力所能够控制和改变的，但是又不想坐以待毙，内心每一日都在挣扎。连师傅一方面鼓励阿荣要接受现实，而另一方面呢就叮嘱他多些去读经。过了个几月，连师傅再去医院探阿荣的时候，简直就是喜出望外。他的面长了肉，而且呢还肥了一点，精神亦都好好，还坐在床上面吃芋头。连师傅就不禁赞他说，啊，你啊竟然间有咁大的进步。阿荣的丈夫呢就更加开玩笑说，师傅啊，他现在的样子你满意吗？连师傅他第一次见到阿荣咁轻松，知道他在读经的过程当中他一定是得到很大的力量了。阿荣的丈夫时时都同佢一起读经，两夫妇一起用功，态度十分之诚恳，亦都好恩爱。最初当丈夫知道阿荣嘅病情嘅时候，简直就冇办法接受，但系为咗太太，佢好坚强咁样撑起嚟。佢曾经对阿荣讲，要不惜一切咁样将佢医好。他对佛教的了解不多，但是知道太太想多些去接触，他就为他设法穿针引线。初初见到连师傅的时候，他呢就显得有些不自然的。平日他和连师傅的对话呢都不多的，今次呢他主动地讲话，连到连师傅呢都觉得是有些意外的。阿荣的病情持续好转，令到两口子生起了重生的希望。可惜就在他们最有希望的时候，阿荣的伤口发炎，而且病情迅速恶化。由于太过想念在英国读书的仔，阿荣一直都郁郁寡欢，愁眉深锁。圣诞节到了，连师傅知道阿荣的仔他赶不到回香港，他就估到阿荣一定是很想过去同个仔一起共度节日，于是呢就专程提早去为他预祝圣诞。阿荣见到一位出家人竟然为自己唱圣诞歌陪他过节，不禁露出在病魔折腾之下好少有的笑容。两个月之后，连师傅收到阿荣家人的来电，他说，师傅啊，阿荣他的情况好差，能不能够请师傅你再去探下他啊？连师傅放低电话筒之后即刻就赶去医院，见到阿荣的情况的确是好差，而且非常之痛苦。阿荣好清楚知道自己就嚟要离开呢一个世界，佢必须要把握机会皈依。连师傅于是呢就满咗佢嘅心愿，使佢成为佛教徒。到咗农历新年，阿荣嘅妈妈同个仔终于喺英国翻嚟啦。妈妈见到个女被病魔折腾到不似人形，她悲痛万分， 抱住佢喺度痛哭。个仔呢亦都抱住妈妈话 Mom, I love you。场面实在系叫人心酸。反而阿荣因为有咗信仰作为依靠，这个时候就显得比较冷静。佢好开心，好感恩仲能够见到妈妈同个仔。同挚爱嘅人见咗面，阿荣觉得于愿足矣。趁住医生巡访嘅时候，佢就大胆咁样请求医生话：医生啊，我好痛啊，能唔能够打支针等我好走啲啊？医生当然就唔能够答应啦。医生呢佢就话：我啊只可以帮你打止痛针啫。阿荣跟住呢就向连师傅讲啦：师傅啊，我好辛苦啊，好想走啊。连师傅佢深知一切都系因缘果报，唔系话怕辛苦就能够早啲走。于是呢就教导佢话：阿荣啊，你要观想佛陀，求佛陀帮忙，使你舒服自在。师傅而家带你念佛好唔好啊？阿荣慢慢咁样跟住连师傅念佛。念佛过后，佢嘅心情亦都平静咗好多。连师傅喺临离开嘅时候，不忘呢系提醒阿荣，佢话：你要为个仔做个好榜样，勇敢坚强咁样撑落去。你呢个不屈嘅精神，将会系俾你个仔最好嘅教育嚟噶。几日之后，连师傅再去探望阿荣，见到床边企满咗亲友，大家都知道佢真系要走啦。当时阿荣已经系处喺迷糊嘅状态，病区非常之虚弱，除非有极度不适需要调整卧姿，否则呢就系不停咁样喘气。连师傅好温柔咁样同佢讲：阿荣啊，师傅为你诵经，你俾心机听住啊。阿荣冇明显嘅反应，但系就神情平静。阿荣嘅丈夫亦都喺侧边专心助念。第二朝，阿荣嘅丈夫打电话俾连师傅，话俾佢听阿荣终于安详咁样离世啦。一直事后在侧不离不弃嘅丈夫，终于都要面对别离之苦啦。后来阿荣嘅丈夫同埋个仔一齐嚟到院事部，多谢连师傅一直嘅陪伴同埋关心。佢丈夫好诚挚咁样讲：我虽然系觉得好悲痛，但系我知道要好好咁样将个仔教育成人，完成阿荣未完成嘅心愿同埋责任，咁样先至系真正咁样爱佢啊！
好，一个真人真事嘅实例讲完啦，我哋时间又到啦，好多谢你嘅收听，我哋下星期继续收听另一个剧化故事同埋真人真事咯，拜拜。
Just missed it? Your favorite show is available on demand 5 minutes after it's finished. planetaudio.org.nz
ที่ชุดสำเร็จขมายประจำที่กรงโอ๊กแลนด์ សូមបងប្អូនអញ្ជើញបើកស្ដាប់វិទ្យុសំឡេងខ្មែរជារៀងរាល់ថ្ងៃអង្គារនៅម៉ោង 2:10 នាទីរសៀលដល់ម៉ោង 2:15 នាទីនិងថ្ងៃព្រហស្បតិ៍ពីម៉ោង 11:35 នាទីដល់ម៉ោង 1:30 នាទី
វិទ្យុសំឡេងខ្មែរនាំមកនៅព័ត៌មានជាតិនិងអន្តរជាតិអមដោយបទចម្រៀងពីរោះព្រោះបើសិនបើលោកអ្នកខកខានសូមអញ្ជើញបើកតាមអ៊ីនធឺណិត www.planetojo.org.nz/samlengkhmer
វិទ្យុសំឡេងខ្មែរប្រចាំទីក្រុងអូក្លែន
One of the longest running Filipino radio shows, Tinig Pinoy, delivers the hits every time. From classic tracks to modern chart toppers, hear them all alongside the latest headlines in business, entertainment, and community notices at 104.6 Planet FM. Every Saturday, 12:25 till 2 p.m. Tinig Pinoy, your music connection to the Philippines.
There are Citizens Advice Bureau throughout the Auckland region. If you have a problem, give your local Citizens Advice Bureau a call. They're in the know and their service is free. Their friendly volunteers are trained to help you with free legal services and budgeting advice, consumer affairs and social problems confidentially. Look under C in the phone book for your local Citizens Advice Bureau. You can be certain of a friendly welcome and confidential service.
If you missed the last program, it's ready for you now on planetaudio.org.nz. planetaudio.org.nz.
Join the Buddhist Youth Association again tomorrow at 1:35 and hear a week of Radio Buddhist and other language programs on demand at planetaudio.org.nz. You're listening to Planet FM 104.6, Te Reo Hapuri o Tamaki Makaurau, Auckland's community access radio station. It's time now for a commercial-free music break, taking us through to our next community program, Garden Planet, on air at 2:45.
Surprise. Where was I? How was I to know? separate lives. But where am I? Where can I go?
That's all in the past. Stars, you are the northern lights. They try to shine in through your curtain. You're too close and too bright. Well, they try and they try, but everything that they do is the ghost of a trace of a pale imitation of you. I'll be the one to drive you back home. This party was made with the night air and the chance that a smile will wipe its way from your face to one of the boys in your line. Well, you act like you're hip to their tricks and you're strong, but a virgin, wordlets are hard, never once had a song. I'll be the one back home, Kathleen. And I'll have you back by break of day. I'm going your way anyway. And if you'd like to come along, I'll be yours for a song. Just down the length of your drive by the light of the moon. And the next time we meet, a new kind of hello. Both our hearts have a secret.
You. Orange Guy and Pup here. Didn't get your Easy Vote pack in the mail? You need to enrol or update your details. Do it now at vote.nz or at any voting place when you vote. Enrol, vote, be heard. Brought to you by the Electoral Commission.
Poem for you, and you write one back. This love.
is true, no doubt about that. Picking words of rhyme and keeping them in time. It's a love song, a false expression of affection for no one. You loves me and me loves you, but these people will be who? I don't know and I don't care. The main drum with a lot of words. You stole my heart, we will never part. I loved you from the start, or was that only for your car? Well, probably, because you'd always shown an interest in me, but I had never noticed you till I saw you in the car, so shiny and blue. It must have cost a lot of money, so I'll call you by the name of honey. I might even kiss you on the lips. This is our relationship, a love song, a false expression of affection for no one. You loves me and me loves you, but these people will be who? Did the things I love about you, your car and your money would come through. Love is something that it's not real. Love is nothing that I can't feel. But for a little fee,
I can pretend
to be a little
more than friend.
I can be nice
for a small price and sing to you my love song.
A false expression of affection for no one. You loves me, and me loves you, but these people will be who? I don't know, and I don't care. A name drowned with a lot of words. Yeah, I can be nice for a small price and sing to you my love song.